This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another setback in the Senate for the bill to provide health care to September 11th attack first responders who became sick because of their work. Kentucky Republican Rand Paul stopping Democrats who wanted to unanimously pass the bill on a voice vote. Paul says he wants a debate on the bill because it includes new spending.
We need to at the very least have this debate. I will be offering up an amendment if this bill should come to the floor, but until then I will object.
Despite Paul's action, the bill is still expected to ultimately win overwhelming passage in a few weeks. The Democratic National Committee's security chief warning Democratic presidential hopefuls not to use Face App, the popular smartphone app that's been trending lately that makes people look older, security experts saying it was developed by Russians and raises security issues. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump celebrating a House vote against his impeachment at a fiery campaign rally in Greenville, North Carolina last night. He told the crowd the impeachment resolution was ridiculous. That was hours after the House voted overwhelmingly to table that resolution from Texas Democrat Al Green. At that rally, the president was keeping up his attacks on four Democratic congresswomen who he recently said should go back where they came from, telling the crowd last night,
"And tonight I have a suggestion for the hate-filled extremists who are constantly trying to tear our country down. They never have anything good to say. That's why I say, hey, if they don't like it, let them leave. Let them leave."
More than a dozen Philadelphia cops will reportedly be fired soon because of racist and offensive social media posts after a department investigation found anti-Muslim sentiments, violent rhetoric, and racist comments. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Sexual assault charges against Kevin Spacey are being dropped, and the actor's lawyer is cheering that decision. The attorney saying the House of Cards star has shown tremendous courage under very difficult circumstances. Prosecutors dismissing the case yesterday after the alleged victim refused to testify in that case in Massachusetts. He had taken the stand at a July 8th court hearing, but then invoked the Fifth Amendment when he was asked about a missing cell phone. The 18-year-old had originally claimed he was groped in 2016 by the former House of Cards star while working as a busboy at a bar on Nantucket, and Spacey has denied the allegations. The Ebola outbreak in the Congo is being declared a global health emergency. The World Health Organization announcing that the risk of Ebola spreading into the Democratic Republic of Congo remains high, and the risk outside the region remains low. The outbreak, though, began last August. It's now up to over 2,500 Ebola cases and more than 1,600 Ebola deaths. And Domino's is about to let you track your pizza delivery in real time. Notifications already go out when the pizza hits the oven, gets in the car, and arrives at your door, but now they're adding GPS so you can actually watch every move that your pizza makes as the driver brings it to your address. Our address online is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, hey, drop me an email. Always love to hear from you, good, bad, or indifferent. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. Yes, we're talking about, yes, the one and only, no baloney, James Herson. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Hey, are you kidding me? I mean, any more fantastic, they'll have to come and arrest me. Why not?
You're too blessed to be.
Yeah, I am so blessed. But they're so busy with guys like Jeffrey Epstein these days.
Boy, they are. This actually is such a deep saga, and it's one that the media tried to transform it. I mean, they really, because the media, basically their sole criteria for picking stories is whether they can figure out a way to hurt President Trump.
Exactly.
So they changed the story on Jeffrey Epstein to make it about Trump in two ways. First, they found this quote that goes way back to the early aughts where a young Donald Trump said that Jeffrey Epstein was a great guy. And, you know, Jeffrey Epstein is someone that at the very least is worth hundreds of millions of dollars and hangs out in the same circles that Donald Trump does. He was a member of Donald Trump's club down there in Florida, Mar-a-Lago. But in later years, Trump kicked him out of that club, that golf club, because, as Jeffrey Epstein is wont to do, he acted inappropriately with a minor that worked there. And so the allegations, a lot of people know who this guy is. I mean, the allegations are horrid. Basically, the allegations are that he was involved in sex trafficking and abuse of minor females, having them basically have coerced relations with him, much along the lines of what Harvey Weinstein did. And in some cases, the allegations include rape, but it doesn't really matter because many of these women are below the age of consent, and therefore it's statutory rape. But lo and behold, after the local police, the Palm Beach police, did an investigation for more than a year and put together really a ton of evidence, witnesses, documents, communications, showing that that this guy was involved with exactly what I'm saying, basically sex crimes with minors. The local prosecutor, his name is Krishner, Barry Krishner, somehow created the ultimate, almost a Jesse Smollett type deal. And that was where he would, Jeffrey Epstein would plead to a single count of soliciting prostitution and have no jail time. And there were victims and victims' parents involved with this. There were high school girls. So people were outraged, as was the chief of police, who helped put all of this evidence together. So he turned to the feds and said, look, help us out. And at that time, George W. Bush was president. And so there was a local federal prosecutor who got involved. Alex Acosta was his name, and he's recently resigned.
Yeah, he's become collateral damage.
He's become collateral damage. And if you look at it proportionally, this guy, Kushner, by the way, interestingly enough, is the same prosecutor who is praised by the Democrat Party. He is a Democrat, and he's one that went after Rush Limbaugh, the talk show host, years ago when Rush had his own problems. And, you know, we didn't hear the media reporting this name, Kushner. We didn't hear that. And the thing was that Epstein had donated large amounts of cash to people like Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Charles Schumer, and was known to be friends with Bill Clinton. As a matter of fact, he used that line in order, believe it or not, to coerce these young girls. Well, his madam who went out and recruited the girls, her name was Maxwell, she would say, don't you know this man's friends with Bill Clinton? trying to recruit women. But in any case, the sweetheart deal that Epstein got was inexplicable. And what Alex Acosta was doing was jumping in to at least get some sense of justice. But for some strange reason, Acosta, with the evidence that he had at his disposal, also ended up with not the greatest deal. It started out not too bad. There was 18 months in jail. The guy was going to be a registered sex offender, which he is. He was going to pay restitution. He was going to go to jail. But the problem was it was on state charges, and therefore the state of Florida would be responsible for the jail. So he went to a Florida institution that was run by Democrats. And so the Democrats softened it up so that it was a sham prison sentence. Basically, for 1 year, Jeffrey Epstein reported to a prison and basically left and spent the whole day at home. And then 1 year after that, he was under house arrest. So he really never served any real time. He was allowed, it was sort of a work furlough that he was given. He ended up serving 13 months where he had to report to the prison and then another year of house arrest. And the victims were so upset. So they filed a lawsuit using the Crime Victims' Rights Act. And a judge looked at this, and they felt that Acosta and his department didn't handle it right because they kept it a secret from the victims. But there was a real interesting quote that the media did not report, but it appeared in an article by the Daily Beast. And this is where Alex Acosta said that he had been told that Jeffrey Epstein, quote, belonged to intelligence, close quote. He was also told that the whole matter was, quote, above his pay grade, meaning above Acosta's pay grade. He
right.
was.
Well, wasn't the FBI director somehow involved with this that, oh, yeah, by the way, was Bob Mueller?
Well, you know, the FBI director certainly was involved with the initial investigation and arranging the evidence and all that. So ironically, it is Bob Mueller. the other thing is that Epstein was a material witness in a case against executives at Bear Stearns, where he used to work, and he worked with the feds. And then there's just weird stuff about this guy. He's
okay. All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to let the people chew on that for just a moment. We got to go to break. We got more from James Herson after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I know you're trying to get yourself up off the floor. You heard that name, Bob Mueller, that it seems at every turn there is something. Either the Clintons or Mueller, the Democrats. Wow, it is quite the web of deception that's involved here, James. And, you know, so what do you make of all this?
Well, here's the thing. You know, I mentioned to you, we were talking about Jeffrey Epstein, and we're talking about this man who committed sexual abuses with minors, allegedly,
right,
and was given essentially two deals. One was a ridiculous deal given by a Democrat, which involved no jail time. So the feds came in in the guise of U.S. Attorney Alex Acosta and gave him another deal, which still wasn't quite right. But Acosta said that Jeffrey Epstein, quote, belonged to intelligence, and that the matter was above Acosta's pay grade, and that he was told to leave it alone.
That's probably why he didn't say anything more about that.
That would lead you to believe there was interference.
Right.
And that the interference was from the government's source, especially since Epstein had worked for Bear Stearns and was a key federal witness in the criminal prosecution of two prominent Bear Stearns executives. You know, after the financial crisis, if you remember, when Bear Stearns went bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And at this time, of course, you brought this up, that Robert Mueller was the head of the FBI. And here's a guy, Epstein. They always characterize him as a billionaire and as a money manager. But strangely, neither appear to be true. You know, he's never been ranked on the Forbes 500 list.
Is he just a house of cards here, James?
Well, what it appears is that he's not really a money manager either, not at least the kind that work on Wall Street, because none of the Wall Street traders know him. He seems to only have one client, a guy named Leslie Wexner, who is, in fact, a retail billionaire who owns a number of retail entities, including The Limited, but also owns Victoria's Secret.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the scams, this is why I say he's like Harvey Weinstein, that Epstein used to do in New York. He would say, you know, he owns some modeling entity, and he would have his recruiter go out and get a young girl who wants to break into the modeling business. They take him over to...
All under the guise of Victoria's Secret and what have you, right?
Exactly. In the opulent mansion, and they would say he knows Bill Clinton. He also knows the guy that owns Victoria's Secret. He'll get you a gig at the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
Then the girl shows up. Next thing in the room, that she notices a massage table in the room. Epstein walks in. He disrobes, lies on the massage table, and beckons the girl over and gives her some sort of instrument to use. And it's very much the M.O. Mm-hmm. of Harvey Weinstein.
Amazing.
Which is, and here's the part that also is inexplicable. Even after Epstein is, in fact, a registered sex offender, you would think that with the Me Too scandals in Hollywood, with the kind of things that came out, that people in Hollywood and, you know, celebrities in the media wouldn't associate with him. Not true. He appeared at a number of Oscar parties. He was at the premiere of Batman versus Superman, rubbing elbows. He was at a special billionaire dinner with Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk. And he himself gave a dinner party in New York for his buddy Prince Andrew of the Great Britain's
Royal. Well, they're doing everything to keep that quiet, huh?
Yeah, they are. And who was at the guest list, who's sitting at the dinner, of a registered sex offender? Chelsea Handler, Katie Couric, Woody Allen, Charlie Rose, and George Stephanopoulos. So because he's, you know...
Oh, well, with the Democrats...
Democrat donor.
Yeah, that's the biggest forgiver of all sins is money. I mean, you know, why not? So where's John Kerry in all this, too?
Well, John Kerry took money from Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
John Kerry is one of the people that Epstein gave the campaign donations to, I don't know that he's returned any of the money.
No, of course not. Mm-hmm. And so then also you got Bill Clinton saying, well, maybe four times I was on the Lolita Express, but now they're finding out like 27 times. You know, I guess it just depends what the definition of is, and is 4 equal to 27 or 27 equal to 4? You know, he comes up with all these machinations.
I did not ride that plane. Not more than four times.
With that young woman.
I mean, he probably was wagging his finger the whole thing. Yeah, that's exactly right. And 5 of the times that he rode on the Lolita Express, he ditched the Secret Service and got on it without the Secret Service. And each and every one of those times, according to reports, there just happened to be underage girls
just so happened
on that flight. Mm-hmm. And so, it was named the Lolita Express. And a lot of your listeners may not remember the film Lolita with James Mason, mm-hmm. which was about an older, more mature man who was in love with a minor, a woman, mm-hmm. with a teenager named Lolita. And so that's why it was called the Lolita Express. And it's, but there's so many other shoes to drop. The judge has postponed the bail hearing, which should happen soon. And if this guy isn't kept in jail, then we will know mm-hmm. that there's
not only him
and
but like you said, not only him, but these other shoes that Nancy Pelosi's daughter said, get ready, looks like some of our faves are going down here, right? And I don't think she was necessarily referring to Donald Trump.
No, and there are people whose names we even haven't heard yet. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's why it's really critical whether or not Jeffrey Epstein stays in jail, because if he stays in jail, he's more likely to, as the prosecutors say, sing.
Right.
If Jeffrey Epstein's saying it's going to be a tune the Democratic Party won't like.
It will be a rhapsody, no doubt about it. Hey, James, as we wrap things up, got a couple minutes left. I did want to get your read on this. President Trump really twisted some necks over the weekend with the tweet going after the Mod Squad, the four ladies of the Democratic Party, for their anti-American sentiments and expressions. I maintain that the reason we got that is because Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats didn't have enough courage to censure these gals early on. What do you say?
Oh, absolutely. No, I think, there's a lot of people wringing their hands and saying, oh, my God, what has Trump done? He's united the Democrat Party, blah, blah, blah. All he's done is actually emphasize the division of the Democrats mm-hmm. by singling them out and saying what they really are, which is radical leftists, which is communists.
Well,
the commie squad.
Lindsey Graham. He just flat out called them communists. And Donald Trump said, well, I'm not sure they're, but they're certainly socialists. But Lindsey Graham took no exception. He just flat out just said they're communists.
Well, they are. Of course they are. And the things that they stand for, the things that they are saying and doing, in addition to being anti-American, anti-free market, anti-sovereignty, anti-integrity of our borders.
Anti-Israel.
Anti-continuation of our country. Anti-Israel, anti-Semitic. They deserve to be called out. And the more the president really draws attention to the radical side of the Democrat Party, the better it is for him.
Yeah. Well, we've got to leave it there, James. We're out of time. To be continued, as always, another episode next week with James Herson, best-selling author, media, and legal analyst right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another setback in the Senate for the bill to provide health care to September 11th attack first responders who became sick because of their work. Kentucky Republican Rand Paul stopping Democrats who wanted to unanimously pass the bill on a voice vote. Paul says he wants a debate on the bill because it includes new spending.
We need to at the very least have this debate. I will be offering up an amendment if this bill should come to the floor, but until then I will object.
Despite Paul's action, the bill is still expected to ultimately win overwhelming passage in a few weeks. The Democratic National Committee's security chief warning Democratic presidential hopefuls not to use Face App, the popular smartphone app that's been trending lately that makes people look older, security experts saying it was developed by Russians and raises security issues. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Ben Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
Let me tell you, that was the most difficult thing to do, was to stay awake in class, you know, when you're speaking French in Russian. I got, just saying, Megan, you gotta really take notes, because it's not an easy class to take. Hey, we're back with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Megan Barth is with us, the co-chair of the Red Wave America PAC and the Media Quality Project. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
And don't forget ReaganBabe.com.
Yes, of course.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
absolutely. How could we forget? That's all part of it. She is the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Let it be noted. Okay, so where do we begin? Let's go to Greenville, North Carolina. Again, the president just hits it out of the park. I mean, there's so much good news to talk about. It is overwhelming. And look at the crowds. They keep coming out. And, you know, and what do the Democrats have to offer as an alternative?
They have to offer socialism, open borders, and higher taxes. You know, I don't really recall a time. I think the last person to do this was Mondale, and we can see how well that worked out for him. Was a politician, a campaigner, going up on the stage and promising to raise your taxes. Elect me. I want to take your money. That's exactly what the Democrats are telling the American people right now. And no matter who the nominee is for the Democrat Party, right now the contenders running against President Trump, as he brilliantly defined, is the socialist jihad squad, as I like to call them.
Exactly.
The four women. We're running against socialism as much we were back in 2016. I was warning of the rise of the radical left within the Democrat Party. But, you know, these four women really are representative of who's sitting in Congress. And that includes Nancy Pelosi. When you look at the policies that the Democrats have put forward, all 20 four or five of them now running against President Trump. There is no sunlight between AOC's policies, Rashida Tlaib's policies when it comes to her anti-Israel statements and sentiments. We have Ilhan Omar that's going to propose a bill protecting BDS, which is the terrorist-sympathizing anti-Israel movement in the protection of supposed free speech. But this is who the Democrats are, and this is why I think President Trump right now has had a bump, not only in Republican approval, up to over, I think, 90%, but also a bump in Rasmussen, and he is now, according to polls, his tweet this morning, at 50%.
Wow. Well, you know, they thought after the weekend, because of all the brouhaha, because of the four women of the modern-day Democratic apocalypse came riding in, and, you know, the president has just had it. And the fact of the matter is, Megan, is that Main Street America has had it with all the anti-American sentiment. We're just coming off the 4th of July, our Declaration of Independence, 243rd birthday. And all you keep hearing is all this negativity about this country and we're less than. And you hear these women, you hear Omar pontificating about how great ISIS is and how Al-Qaeda, you know, is like when you say Mufasa, you know, you just get, you know, chills or whatever, you know, as she was trying to express it. It's like, wait a minute, you're an elected congresswoman in this in the United States of America. You got the golden ticket, you know, because of the kindness of America, you are here and still under a cloud of suspicion because we can't figure out if you married your brother or not, not to mention all the other shenanigans you've been up to in terms of some, election management of funds for your election committee. She's a mess right now. She's creating, you know, I think too much attention for herself that could end up coming back to bite her big time.
Well, it's interesting to see the Star Tribune actually cover the story about potential and alleged immigration fraud when she married her brother, which could strip her of her citizenship and she could be deported.
Right.
So she might be sent back because of her own crimes that she committed against the United States. Immigration fraud, tax fraud, campaign finance fraud. And now what the left is saying, well, these things have been debunked. No, they haven't even been investigated.
Exactly.
They've been investigated by reporters. They have been investigated by reporters, and they've been reported by the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Only it took them about 3 years.
Exactly. I was going to say they were pretty slow to report on it. It's actually been some local reporters that have been doing a great job in keeping this on the front burner, which is always the case these days, you know?
Well, and one of the reporters tweeted out, finally, after Emil Robinson of OANN asked the president from the press gaggle as he was flying off to North Carolina, specifically about Ilhan Omar's alleged fraudulent marriage to her brother. Not only did the press come out and say it was, of course, debunked, but never investigated, but the reporter who originally started investigating this issue is out of Minneapolis. He said he is going to drop a bomb this week. And so this week is only, you know, ending in, a couple days? Or
yes, exactly. Well,
yeah. What day is it? So we should be expecting some more information of potential, you know, bombs that are coming out of Minnesota. And I have to remind you, Bill, that Ilhan Omar's district is the number one terrorist recruitment capital in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, in fact, that shows you who her constituents are. She was elected in the terrorist recruitment capital of the United States. And she also made some disparaging comments about our soldiers who were fighting for her in Somalia.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, how many anti-American sentiments must the woman make before we can call her an anti-American, according to the press?
Exactly. Well, this is the thing that, again, is so frustrating, that all this is mounting up, and whether or not the mainstream media reports on it, people hear about this. And I don't blame President Trump for being frustrated. And, of course, the way even the sanctioning, the way it came down in Congress the other day, you know, talked about telling the, you know, if they didn't like it here, then, you know, hey, you're free to go home and go fix it. But you see, the other part of the statement was that then come back and tell us how to fix it. You know, if you've got it all figured out, if America is so bad and we're so messed up and you have nothing good to say about it, then, you know, go prove yourself. Because, I mean, even if whether you go back to your own country or go back to your own state, because your state's got problems. I mean, whether it's AOC and then, of course, and then Presley comes up with his statement. I mean, it was a lot of the focus was on the three. But then Presley got in, you know, got brought into this this association because she is a woman of color, okay? And what did she say the other day? You know, we don't need any more. If you don't want to be a black voice, if you've got a black face and you don't have a black voice, we don't need you. If you're a queer and you don't want to speak queer, then we don't need you. I mean, hello? I mean, how much more racist can you get?
Yeah, could you imagine if President Donald Trump had said something like that? But, yeah, this shows really the bigotry of low expectations. And it also shows that a party who claims that they are diverse and diversity is their strength,
mm-hmm.
and they're all about multiculturalism and diversity. But you can't have diversity of thought. You can't have diversity of opinion. You can't have diversity of ideology. And so this shows you the monolithic bigotry that's really going on in the Democrat Party.
Well, they've conditioned themselves, sadly, and this is the same thing that we get out of the universities, not all, but most, because it's that echo chamber. When you think that your ideas trump all, and, you know, I was talking with Rachel Bavard yesterday, and, you know, I called it the spirit of invalidation, you know, and this is what the Democrats have become, you know, 10-degree black belts in, is invalidating. They can shut you up in a heartbeat. And they become very powerful, backed up by the mainstream media, and they become very effective. But it's still all very hollow because you can quiet people in one corner, but you can't quiet everybody because the truth will find a way to come out. And when it does come out, like what will happen with Omar, is she's got serious consequences to deal with here because the truth ultimately cannot be denied. And this is what Donald Trump has been doing. He's been exposing the lies time and again. And so it's up to us to deal with it. But anyway, as I was mentioning, you know, we call it the spirit of invalidation. She says that in her quarters, they talk about the canceling culture, you know, and they cancel out. So if you say something, you know, positive, then they cancel it with something negative that's in their echo chamber.
Are you making payments on high-interest cards in your mortgage,
okay, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law Number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools, including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
And so the first note that I want to tell children across this country is that no matter what the president says, this country belongs to you. And it belongs to everyone.
That kind of says what you need to hear, right? I mean, let's open up the borders. It belongs to everybody. Forget about citizenship and any of the privileges that go along with it, right, Megan Marth?
That's right.
You got to love it. You got to love it. I mean, there's just not there's no holes barred anymore. I mean, they're fully exposed. So now it's up to, you know, people of this is why I said we've got to reintroduce ourselves to critical thinking. It's okay to ask questions, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be intimidated by people. I mean, there's some people that I've had to stop going to dinner with because they're just so unhinged, you know. It's kind of like what what's his name, Andre Shields said, when he won the Tony. He says, may you walk into a room where you're in the midst of people who see you, that are happy to see you, that there's happiness in their eyes and their face to see your presence. There's some people, frankly, today, because of, you know, this ongoing Trump derangement syndrome, if you have any support or you have any sense of reason, they don't want to hear about it. And, they're not happy to see you. So, you know what? I choose just not to, in the meantime, just not to spend a lot of time with them.
Well, fear is a very powerful emotion, and that is why the Democrats used fear in order to disparage and disrespect this president. They have painted him everything up, including to Hitler, a Russian agent, Hitler, et cetera. But one question that I always ask, especially around Democrats, is how can you love something if you want to fundamentally transform it?
Mm-hmm.
And when Barack Obama promised that he was just days away from the fundamental transformation of this country, I was waiting for anybody in the press to ask him, well, what does that mean? How do you plan to do it?
Exactly.
How does it need to be fundamentally transformed? Why does it need to be fundamentally
transforming to what? Exactly.
And it's not just transformation. It's the fundamental transformation. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Warren speaks of the fundamental transformation as restructuring, I think she calls it, economic restructuring. And so those who have promised, and every Democrat really has, to fundamentally transform this country obviously doesn't love it. That would be like my boyfriend coming up to me, proposing to me and basically saying, I love you, baby, and I'm going to fundamentally transform you. Well, you don't love me if you want to fundamentally transform me. You take me as I am, warts and all.
Exactly. Yes, let's save each other the divorce court proceedings and all the cost and heartbreak that goes along with it. You know, so we'll cut the losses right away and just pretend we were married.
Wagon wheel coffee table, right? Yes,
exactly. You too? You fought over the wagon
wheel? Wagon wheel coffee table.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, because I mean, to hear the girls, you know, I didn't mean to disparage them in any way, but to hear these women talk.
They are girls.
Well, it seems to be that way, that they are immature, and that's really, I mean, here it is, as freshmen, instead of, even as Bill Maher said, hey, look, you need to come in and kind of get your bearings and understand, you know, what's going on before you start shaking things up, but they don't care. I mean, they're blowing bullets out through the door here, and sooner or later, they're going to run out of ammo, and people are, you know, even in Omar's district, as suspect as it is, you know, I wonder, you know, I think somebody was there in their market here recently, was talking to people on the street, and they were kind of wincing. So I'm wondering about what's going on there. AOC, you know, it was announced here recently that there's a qualified Republican candidate that's going after the seat. And I think for all the bad news that AOC has done to the Bronx, especially, I mean, here it is by comparison. Let's look at this. Here you got Trump. How many millions of jobs has Trump been responsible for, the administration? How many millions?
I'm not sure of the exact number, but it's a good enough number where we have the lowest unemployment rate.
Right.
In history amongst funny demographics, except for women who are, it was 70 years.
Yeah, multiple millions, 5-7 million. I mean, multiple millions of jobs have been created under this administration. AOC comes in and she eradicates 25,000 jobs out of her home district. Most of those jobs, six figure jobs. The area, I don't know if you saw the area where Amazon was going to be putting, you know, their facility there in Queens. It is blighted. I mean, the people were just, they could not believe, they were appalled that they lost this business because they were celebrating what was going to happen. I mean, you talk about a revival for that particular area that AOC almost single-handedly was responsible for chasing Amazon away. Thank you very much. So this is the difference. You've got a job creator and you've got a job destroyer. You've got a capitalist versus a socialist. I mean, this is clearly what it's all coming down to, Megan, as you and I have repeatedly discussed. It's a clear binary choice, is it not?
Well, it is, and Democrats are really good at building bureaucracies. They're not really good at building economies. As Ronald Reagan said, you can't be for big bureaucracy, big taxes, and be for the little guy. And this is exactly why the Democrats lost the Rust Belt. You really think that Mayor Pete Buttigieg is going to be inspirational in the Rust Belt? Do you really think that AOC is going to be inspirational in the Rust Belt? These people are one-trick ponies. They only know how to shout racism when anyone disagrees with them, but they certainly don't know how to create jobs. They're good at eliminating jobs, like as you point out. And what's interesting is that Cherie Murray is the New York businesswoman who immigrated from Jamaica as a child, is a Republican and running against AOC. So is Cherie Murray black, or excuse me, racist? Mm-hmm. As a black Republican, she'll be accused of racism, I'm sure. But also the other thing that's very interesting, in all this political theater that's going on, the Democrats are doing so to disguise their huge rift in their party. When Gail King interviewed
that was revealing, wasn't it? Yes.
It was very revealing in the fact that they don't like Pelosi, and Pelosi really doesn't like them. And they actually, specifically Rashida Tlaib out of Michigan, accused Pelosi and blamed Pelosi for all of their death threats because of Pelosi's picking on them because they were women of color. Interesting that Pelosi was a racist last week. Joe Biden was a racist 2 weeks ago. And that feud is ongoing. And Pelosi has a lot of issues on her hand outside of defeating Donald Trump.
Well, that's real clear. And Donald Trump gave her a lifeline in taking a bullet from her and, you know, came back and, you know, declared, you know, Nancy Pelosi is not a racist. But, you know, she didn't return the favor at all. In fact, ended up getting herself put on timeout on the House floor because of the language she used. And on top of that, I mean, she flat out lied. Because when Doug Collins asked her, said, hey, look, do you want to? I mean, and I thought the way he asked her was very, you know, was very classy and dignified. He said, do you want to rephrase that statement? She goes, absolutely not. I checked with a parliamentarian. I've already gotten pre-approval on this. Well, guess what? The parliamentarian had not pre-approved, not checked it out, had to review it, checked it, and then gave the decision. Yes, it was worthy of censorship, and she was put on timeout. And it took Steny Hoyer to come back and take hold of the gavel because who was the other congressman who originally had the gavel? He got so frustrated, he just walked away. He goes, I surrender the chair. I mean, he didn't know what to do. It was like if he had a white flag, he'd have waved the flag, but he just put the gavel down and says, hey, I'm out of here. And Steny Hoyer had to come up and get control and make the announcement that, in fact, the Speaker of the House was out of order.
And she knew she was out of order, but like, let's not forget that the Democrats operate in a continuum of chaos, and they will even bring it to the House floor. They have no interest in uniting this country. They have no interest in creating jobs. They really have no interest in the American people, specifically when each and every candidate on the stage of the Democrat debate, the first one, raised their hands and said that that Americans are going to pay for the health care for illegal aliens. Well, that's really interesting because I thought health care was free. So why do we have to pay for it?
Right.
And specifically, why do we have to pay for illegal aliens? You know, this is what the party has turned into, which really is just a party that protects criminality instead of enforcing the law.
Well, Main Street is getting exceedingly frustrated because here we are days away from them leaving D.C. And what have they done? They spent all this time, instead of doing something about the border or doing something of consequence, like, hey, why don't we approve? Let's move on. Let's get the USMCA, the trade deal, which is low-hanging fruit. Let's get that approved. You know, we can get that done before the recess. But no, let's have this big debate over words. And, oh, yeah, let's go ahead and let's try and pass a resolution to impeach the president.
Yeah, so it's amazing to me how they can always find time to run to the House and do all of these do-nothing bills, right? So they can run and try to impeach the president, which failed spectacularly. Only 95 voted to move with impeachment against over 300. And then they can run to the House for impeachment. They can run to the House to censure the president, but they can't run to the House to help us secure our borders.
No, not at all.
They need to know that they are nothing more than interested in just the show instead
right.
of the result.
Well, interesting. At least we did find out that Nancy Pelosi could actually get a resolution passed to, to censor some speech here because she proved earlier that she couldn't do it with Omar and the statements that she made, right?
That's right. And she didn't censure Omar. She didn't run to the House in order to do that. So, again, she's lost control of her caucus.
Well, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. The episode continues. And, oh, yes, we got Bob Mueller. Maybe next week. We'll have to wait and see. And, of course, Megan Barth will be back, and we'll talk about that as well. Megan Barth, go to ReaganBabe.com for all the details. Thank you, Megan.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Radio.